Hey guys, okay, I don't know what is going on with me right now, but I'm just gonna roll with it, okay? I tried to record a podcast twice and I deleted it. That is unheard of for me. I've never, ever, ever, ever done that before. I'm not really sure why. So I'm gonna start sitting up in bed and I'm literally... Yes, I do a lot of my morning stuff from my bed. As everyone goes, Kate, you don't understand. I love my bed. I love my bed too. So, the more you try and make something perfect, the more you will just try and delete it. So just stop yourself. Like, I never ever re-listen to the podcast or I never re-watch anything I do. I'm just like, this is me. And you just got to welcome it, because at the end of the day, I have a bad memory and I'm not going to lie or filter myself for anyone else. Right, now I'm going to talk about which is something that I implement in my job, but you can implement in your job as well. So my job, I'm an SAP functional consultant. So I call it IT consultant. But honestly, if you Google the term, it's not that difficult. Pretty much SAP is a business system, but it's for, you know, usually big businesses as well, you know, like in the millions. And, you know, I'm working with one area, so I'm working with quality management. So then I'll work with the business to just understand their requirements. And then if needed, that the standard SAP product doesn't work, but there is a gap, then I'll work with a developer to build something to fill that gap. But overall, it's pretty good and it's a nice job, you know. Anywho, so I want you to avoid rejecting yourself. You're like, what do you mean? So for example, I had an idea yesterday, right? And I wrote it up because, you know, YouTube, I was just like, oh my goodness me, there's such a gap in the market. I would love if I could create this YouTube video. Can I use the sandpit system we have? You know, and obviously, when you're representing your company, is always, you know, you're like, oh, well, I don't know, you know, I don't want to make it look bad, la, 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 you know. So, you know, you write the email up and you're looking at it, you're like, oh, do I want to send it? Don't I want to send it? You know, and you're like, oh, I don't know. And, you know, you go to just be like, do you know what? It's not worth it. Because you're just like, oh, what's that person going to think of me? Who do I even think of? You stop yourself right there. You stop rejecting yourself in order for other people to not reject you. It doesn't go like that. If you have a good idea, then just walk into it, send the email. And so what? So what if it goes wrong? Mine didn't go wrong. I was like really grateful actually. They was just like, oh, you should have a Delaware banner in the background. Ridiculously supportive. But I couldn't believe it because I wasn't expecting it to be supportive. But still, if you have the idea, if you don't ask, you don't get anyway, okay? And then if they say no, well, you know, you can always do a version of it which wouldn't impact your company anyway. Or even if they say no, then do you really want to work there? You know, so just be mindful of it. Don't reject yourself in order for other people not to reject you. If you have those ideas, say those ideas, press send on that email, do the awkward conversations. I know it's horrible, I know it's minging, but you need to do it, honestly, because if you don't ask, you don't get. And this year, last year, I had to really push myself to send in those emails, doing those phone calls, doing those cold visits, and it changed my life around. So just walk into that negative emotion. I know it sucks, but trust me, you'll be surprised what happens when you're willing to walk into it, and people will admire you a lot more for getting uncomfortable. On that note though, yay! I didn't re-record. Have a great day.